is AOPA looking for miracle growth? The NTSB reports general aviation accidents rise again, and a dramatic near miss in the sky over Scotland. This is Aero News for Wednesday, August 7th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. There seems to be something of a theme here. A second name associated with the Scots Miracle-Gro Company is now being circulated by a very reliable source as being on the short list for the position of president and CEO of AOPA. The person said to be under consideration is Mark Baker, who had been president and COO of Scots from September 2008 to October 2010, before moving over to Orchard Supply Hardware, LLC, as president and CEO. An executive profile posted by Bloomberg Businessweek indicates that prior to Scots, Baker had been CEO of Gander Mountain Company, Home Depot, and Scotties, Inc. Baker holds a bachelor's degree in geography from the University of Minnesota, according to that profile. Baker's connection with aviation is not particularly evident. He was mentioned in a 2010 EAA news release when Scots entered into a partnership with EAA to maintain the grass runway in the Warbirds area at Whitman Regional Airport. The article quotes Jim Hagedorn, whom we reported on yesterday, but it merely mentions that Baker is also a pilot. AOPA said previously that it would not comment on rumors and that no offer or contract has been extended to any candidate to replace Craig Fuller as president and CEO of AOPA. Stay tuned. The National Transportation Safety Board on Tuesday released preliminary aviation accident statistics showing U.S. civil aviation accidents fell from 1,550 in 2011 to 1,539 in 2012. For the third year in a row, there were no fatal accidents involving scheduled Part 121 or commercial air transport operations. In addition, there were no fatal accidents involving scheduled Part 135 commuter operations, the sixth year in a row that that segment of aviation experienced no fatalities. For the general aviation community, well, the results were mixed. Although the total number of accidents and fatal accidents increased from the previous year, there were fewer fatalities, and the accident rate per 100,000 flight hours declined to 6.78. Finally, on-demand Part 135 operations, which include charter, air taxi, air tour, and air medical flights, posted decreases across all measures. The pilot of a Tornado jet fighter reportedly avoided colliding with a glider by a vertical separation of a mere 100 feet over Aviemore in Scotland last week. The RAF Tornado jet was on a low-level refueling and weapons training mission, according to a report in the UK newspaper, The Daily Record and Sunday Mail. The glider and the Tornado were about 500 yards apart when the Tornado pilot saw the other aircraft and executed a maneuver called a bunt, an inverted loop, which took him just 100 feet below the slow-moving aircraft. The report says the Tornado pilot had just 1/4 of a second to react after sighting the other aircraft. The Tornado pilot told the UK Air Proximity Board that the risk of collision was, quote-unquote, very high in the situation. The UK AP reports that both pilots might have been fatally injured if the aircraft had collided. The Tornado pilot said the white glider was difficult to pick out against the sky. The General Aviation Manufacturers Association has released the industry's airplane shipment and billing figures for the second quarter of the year, and the numbers show an industry that is improving, but which still has challenges to overcome. In the first half of 2013, total worldwide general aviation airplane shipments rose 8.9% over last year. Billings for general aviation airplanes worldwide reached $10.4 billion. That's up 26.4% from the same period last year. This marks the first time since 2008 that airplane revenues have exceeded the $10 billion mark, in the first 6 months of the year. Airbus has delivered its 8,000th aircraft, an A320, for the Indonesian wing of Air Asia. The aircraft took off from Toulouse, France on Saturday, the 3rd of August, and arrived Sunday at its new base in Jakarta. When Aero News continues, Piper's performance continues skyward. The U.S. Navy embarks on its own Poseidon adventure, and new comfort for the AirCam.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, August the 7th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Piper Aircraft continued to deliver more new aircraft and increase new airplane revenue during the first half of 2013, continuing a steady improved performance trend. For the first half of 2013, Piper delivered 86 airplanes, up 13% from 76 total deliveries during the same period last year, while generating $77 million in revenue, up more than 11% from the first half of 2012. Since 2009, when Piper generated $87 million in sales, Piper's fiscal performance has improved steadily. In 2010, Piper's new aircraft revenue increased to $120 million, and in 2011, total revenue increased to $131 million. In 2012, Piper new aircraft revenue grew to $149 million. The U.S. Navy recently awarded Boeing a $1.98 billion contract for 13 additional P-8A Poseidon aircraft, continuing the modernization of U.S. maritime patrol capabilities that will ultimately involve more than 100 P-8As. The contract includes long-lead funding previously approved by the Navy. The Navy has now ordered 37 of the 117 P-8As it is expected to buy. To date, 10 have been delivered. Based on the Boeing Next Generation 737-800 commercial airplane, the P-8 provides anti-submarine, anti-surface warfare, as well as intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capabilities. The P-8 is replacing the Navy's P-3 aircraft. NASA's next spacecraft going to Mars arrived Friday, August 2nd, at the agency's Kennedy Space Center in Florida and is now perched in a clean room to begin final preparations for its November launch. The Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution, or MAVEN, spacecraft is undergoing detailed testing and fueling prior to being moved to its launch pad. The mission has a 20-day launch period that opens on November the 18th. The spacecraft will conduct the first mission dedicated to surveying the upper atmosphere of Mars. Scientists expect to obtain unprecedented data that will help them understand how the loss of atmospheric gas into space may have played a part in changing that planet's climate. One of the most enjoyable and certainly one of the safest aircraft to fly is the AirCam. The AirCam is a kit-built twin-engine tandem-seat open cockpit aircraft. Currently, there are 180 of them flying and approximately 25 more being built. One of the reasons why people buy and build two-seaters is, well, because they don't like to fly alone. The AirCam is no exception. Although you feel a very minimal amount of wind in the front seat of the AirCam, the back seat is very different, causing people to have to dress accordingly. Well, that's no longer the case. Lockwood Aircraft has developed an enclosure for the rear cockpit of the AirCam. Now, wives can fly with their husbands, or vice versa, to be fair, of course, with complete wind protection and comfort. The same goes for any other passenger who might happen to find themselves in the aft cockpit. The enclosure does not change or degrade the efficiency of the aircraft, and it allows the person in the back seat to do almost anything that you can do in a standard cockpit enclosure. The cost of the enclosure, $4,595. Now, I'm sure the enclosure is a good deal, but I'm thinking a leather flying jacket and a cool silk scarf could be had for a lot less money. I'm just saying. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.